Tassel says borough officials have done all they can to lessen the impact of state funding cuts while they wait for Alaska's elected leaders to fix the state budget that's been hammered by sharply reduced revenues due to a freefall in oil prices 4 years ago. But the mayor says solutions at the state level now seem unlikely anytime soon, and he says local officials can't put off any longer making hard decisions on how to run the borough with greatly reduced state funding.
This isn't a can that we can kick down the road, and that's what the state has been doing with their fiscal issues. And it's getting worse as a result of that, and they're making our situation get out of control quickly.
Tassel cites, among other things, the need to catch up on some $500 million on deferred building maintenance, such as the Barnett Magnet School renovation, as well as long-delayed road improvement projects. He says the state no longer provides anywhere near the amount of capital project funding that previously paid for most of that kind of work.
We've been averaging $70 million a year to our community from the state. So for the last 3 years, that average has dropped. It's no longer $70 million. It's $1.4 million.
Tassel says those kind of cutbacks require borough officials to use such tools as issuing bonds to finance projects, as well as budget cuts and revenue increases like tax hikes.
I'm not seeing much of a way around cuts. Cutting is one tool. I think we're probably going to be needing to do that. There's tax revenues, and I think we're going to have to take a look at that.
Tassel says he wants to inform borough residents about the situation and get them to weigh in on what they think ought to be done as he and his staff start working in earnest on the coming fiscal year budget. So he's scheduled two town hall-type meetings for noon and 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Pioneer Park Exhibit Hall, and he encourages anyone who's interested to attend. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.